This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to talk about the universe today. The universe, simple conversation. One of the most powerful lessons I learned was understanding that the universe operates like a mirror. So what that means is that it gives you exactly whatever you are. And so a way to think about that, let's use money as an example and an objective measurement. When we go, I don't have enough money, what the universe does is not go, you don't have enough money, I'll give you more money. It goes, all right, I'm going to give you what you already are. If you don't have enough money, then I'm going to give you not enough money, right? Whereas when we approach something in the same vein of, I have enough money for whatever it is that I want to do at any given time in my life, then the universe will respond in the same way. Now, I'm using money. I'm not trying to manifest money out of nothing. I'm not saying sit on your fucking couch and watch The Secret and all of a sudden you've got a bank account and millions of dollars. Don't ever think I'm fucking saying that. But if you're constantly telling yourself that you can't lose weight simultaneously while trying to lose weight, you won't lose it. You won't lose weight because your belief is that you can't do it. And so you'll constantly behave, even if you come back around, in a way that you believe, right? With your unconscious frames. So our ability to be really clear about the way that we communicate to ourselves, the subtle conversations that we have, especially about the things that we consciously want, if you give yourself permission to fucking consciously want something even, there's a whole nother conversation. If you can become really, really, really good at hearing that, there's some real fucking nuggets there that by seeing that and then changing your language and changing your behavior or attitude towards that can play a massive role in you letting go of the bullshit from the past and moving on with what's important to you. Hearing things such as like, I've always been poor. I grew up poor, right? I've never been able to put on weight. Or muscle. I always find the wrong guys. Like, all of this is literally trancing yourself into doing the same fucking shit. And then you go, well, why would I want to do that? It's like, because it's familiar. Because familiar comes from the term family, which means I know what to expect, which means I'm not going to be in danger, even though I don't like it. Getting fucking clear on what it is that you want is one of the most powerful things you can do for you, but it also means you don't waste time in bullshit relationships. It also means that you don't waste time to-ing and fro-ing in your mind rather than doing something that other people are going to benefit from. You know, I had a big conversation with my beautiful fiance this week around some difficult things. And this can sound a bit corny or wanky or something, but there's a lot of truth to it, is that often you are not given what you want or don't receive what you want, because if you were to get that, then you would miss the thing that would be more aligned for you. That's more of where you're at. So don't think that rejection means that you're not good enough. Rejection often means that they feel like they're not good enough. Not always. It's contextual, but it's a really important thing to understand. I remember having partners that were like, no, I don't want to date you. I guess they weren't partners. And then later on, they come back. The guy didn't think I was good enough, so I didn't want to fuck it up. But I want to do it now. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I've moved on. I can't. I'm not there anymore. And that's my example. And I'm sure I've had the same thing with other people. In fact, I know I've had the same thing with other people. The world's just welding. It's just unfolding. And you're a small fragment of it, but you're an important fragment of it. You're a part of the universe. And so your ability to get clear on what you want is one of the most selfless things that you can do. Because it means that you're not wasting other people's time. You're not lying to yourself and lying to those around you. you can actually show up and be honest and truthful and go after what it is that you want. There's this balance of hustle and flow. Hustle, work, get the shit done, but also let it flow. As soon as you're fighting something, it's worth asking, why am I fighting for this? Why am I trying to force it? You shouldn't force it. There should be a certain element of effort. If it comes, let it. If it goes, let it. And on that note, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. It would. And Petey, if you would share it with someone else that you think would also find it beneficial, the book, Mining Yourself, Clear the Crap, Clear It, is online anywhere you can buy books, basically. And you can get the ebook in the description for a lot cheaper. So do that. Otherwise, I'm out. Until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. And slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon.